Next, we turn to Bishop Phillips Brooks, who was the rector of Old Trinity Church in Philadelphia. He wrote lyrics in 1868 after he'd made a 3-year trip to Bethlehem. Louis Redner, the choir director and the organist, credited with the music here, created from an old English hymnal the following song. So you see there was a bit of borrowing and loaning going back and forth here, which is not at all unusual. And it's called O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Of thy deep and dreamless sleep.
beautiful carols we know of. And Away in a Manger, 15th century carol, often called Luther's Cradle Song, taken over by the German Lutheran settlements in Pennsylvania in the 1800s. It came upon a midnight clear, 1850, by the Reverend Edmund Sears, a Unitarian minister in Boston. The music a year later by a fellow clergyman, Richard Willis. It's amazing how, in this period of time, most of the songs that we know and sing came about, and we don't quite know why. A couple of interesting dates I'd like to back up just a little bit. In 1804 and 1805, Lewis and Clark were in the midst of their terribly complicated and heart-rending and back-breaking trip into the Northwest. And I read articles that they wrote on Christmas Day about how they gave each other a handkerchief, divided their tobacco, and were hungry most of the day. It was not a joyful occasion for them, certainly. Oh, but here's one. In 1822, Clement Moore wrote, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And we'll get to that, I think, in a few minutes. In 1862, the person of the right jolly old elf was created by Thomas Nast. And we still see the right jolly old elf. In fact, I think we see most of the jolly old elf in Coca-Cola commercials now on television. Amazing. It was in 1843 that Charles Dickens had a huge impact on Christmas with his famous writing of The Christmas Carol. Oh, my, how time goes by and leaves us with all these wonderful, wonderful dates. And we shall continue in just a moment with one of my favorite people and one of my favorite songs.